I think that animals offer humans the opportunity to understand what unconditional love and compassion really is. And I think those are the two greatest forces in the universe, you know, that gives us hope for humanity.
A joyous hello and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, on the second part of our two-part series, we are returning for a visit to Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary, a loving shelter for farm animals in Sherbourne, Massachusetts, USA. We first knew Vegan Peace when we arrived at the Peace Abbey Multi-Faith Retreat Center, which houses the 3-acre sanctuary.
Clearly, being pacifist without being a vegetarian is really missing out on the opportunity 3 times a day to practice what we preach. So as an anti-war activist, as a pacifist, and as a vegan, I can say that there's nothing more important than taking the animals into consideration as we practice our philosophy of peace and justice and nonviolence.
Extending this benevolent concept of respecting life and living in harmony with those different from us, the Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary was created around 16 years ago with founders Meg and Louis Ronda's sincere devotion to helping animals in need, especially those who escaped the butcher's knife.
For over the past 39 years, we've devoted our lives to nonviolence and peacemaking, and that we've included animals in our circle of compassion. Because of the animals that we've cared for and have grown to love, we know that we can't look after ourselves without looking after all God's creation.
Currently, 6 animal residents call Vegan Peace their home. Each has his or her life story and unique personality. We met some of the residents here on our first visit last week, including the gentle cow, Gabriel, the friendly pony, Lily, the energetic goats, as well as Henry the pig, who loves to be tidy and clean. Vegan Peace Sanctuary radiates an amiable and relaxing atmosphere. The animals here enjoy grazing in the fields and also their fruits and vegetables. In fact, they love all kinds of vegan food.
We have these special treats, these cookies that he loves. He's fairly picky. Our other cow, Emily, loved bagels. Those were her favorite thing, or any kind of bread. And he will eat things like that, but he just basically loves his hay. He loves, occasionally he gets some grain. And sometimes he likes bananas and fruits, but his favorite treats are these little, they're actually horse treats that I buy for him that he just loves.
Do you love your cookies? You do, huh?
Yes.
Yes,
see, Val, I know. I mean, you wonder if these animals really understand
yes,
what we're
right?
talking about.
Yes,
we do.
Right?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
They really like treats. They like fruit. They like vegetables and cookies. They love cookies. Henry, he, again, likes special cookies that we give these guys. He loves vegetables. I mean, the vegetables and everything he can have, but we still don't give him too much because we find just the right amount of grain for him, which is not very much. The vet's very happy with his weight right now, so we try not to give him anything too extra.
All of the animals are vegan, you said, right?
All of the animals are vegan, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Every now and then, like, I'll make them a warm bran mash, and when she knows that it's a special occasion to have a hot meal, she just kind of looks at you with gratitude, and, you know, I sense the happiness, you know, and the appreciation. She loves it when the grass grows in. She loves to graze on the green grass. She loves apples and carrots and horse treats and just about anything that's worth a try, she'll eat it. And peppermint.
Okay.
He loves peppermint candy. Yep.
And,
you do too. Okay.
Although some of the animals here have had miserable pasts reflective of what most farm animals endure, their noble nature allows them to easily forgive and trust humans again at Vegan Peace Sanctuary.
Matt.
Brianna is the sheep?
The sheep. They have a lot of personality. Brianna used to be actually very, very shy. You couldn't touch her. The sheep was very shy. She just would run if you tried to have any kind of contact with her, and she would kind of, didn't really care that much to be in contact with us. And now she's very, if these guys allow her to get attention, as you can see, she likes to be patted. Brianna and Andy were actually in the slaughterhouse. They were transported to slaughter, and they were inside the slaughterhouse and were going to be, you know, they lived inside for several days because they slaughter the goats and the sheep like on Thursdays. So maybe they arrived Monday and they were there. So they were living in a place where they were sensing and smelling the death
and the
fright and the, you know, horrible things that go on there. And then were fairly mishandled by people too. Right.
Yeah.
And when we went and picked them up and drove them here in our car, they were afraid, but they were willing to trust again. To me, that's incredible.
Forgiveness,
right.
Like
they, right. And they decided that, you know, they sensed that we were there to help them and that we were bringing them to a place where they'd be safe. And just seeing the change in Brianna from a skittish sheep that would run away as soon as you put your hand out to her, and now she comes and looks for you know,
affection.
She's really a sweetheart. I have a special place in my heart for her.
During a video conference with South Korea in April 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained why animals have such a forgiving nature.
I can guarantee they know more of God than we do. Yes, they're so lovely because they know God. That's why animals are so forgiving and so happy all the time. You see, if you have dogs, you know it. You scold him or tell him something, and a few seconds you say, hey, come here, and then he comes wagging happy like nothing ever happened between you.
Visitors of Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary are often amazed when they learn about how sensitive, smart, and affectionate animals really are. Meg shares a touching story about kinship between Lily and Gabriel.
So Lily came here to be Gabe's companion, and they have just been inseparable. We had to take Lily to the vet once, and had to, a trailer came. We loaded her up in the trailer and brought her for some tests that she needed, and Gabe just was absolutely beside himself. He ran up and down the pasture fence. He called to her. So they're very, very connected. They really are.
Indeed, Gabriel is just a gentle soul who has a lot of love to give.
Well, as you can see, he's very curious about what's going on around him. He loves people. He's very affectionate. I mean, I love to just spend time with Gabe. He seems like he's an old soul. He's kind of like a Buddha, I say. He just has a certain wisdom about him. He takes care of the other animals. And he just seems to be the wise one right now. He's the oldest animal here at the sanctuary. And he just kind of, I feel, is keeping an eye on things and is our very special member that certainly is carrying on Emily's legacy, helping people to think of cows as wonderful, loving creatures, just like any dog or cat or family pet that you would love.
And occasionally I get a kiss, right?
Meg shares her fond memory of Henry gallantly strolling down the aisle in a wedding.
Some people who are vegan decided to get married here, and they asked if Henry could be in their wedding. So he had to have a bubble bath that afternoon. And then it was actually very perfect because the bride walked down the aisle. It was right outside over here with chairs on either side. And then, a couple of bridesmaids, and then the little flower girl and everything. And then down came Henry, down the aisle. And it was so perfect because somebody had a little bit of grain in their hand and walked down, and he just followed them, and he kind of, you know, was making this, I say he honks. He doesn't really oink. He kind of goes honk, honk, honk.
Okay.
So he kind of honked all the way down the aisle.
Vegan Peace Sanctuary's animals all share a common mission, that is, to raise people's awareness about farm animal cruelty, with the hope that people will adopt a wholesome plant-based diet to save billions of animals being slaughtered every year.
A lot of people don't realize how intelligent pigs are, and there have been a lot of studies that have shown that pigs are possibly more intelligent than dogs and, you know, probably some other creatures, too, that we give more credit to than pigs deserve just as much. Mm-hmm. They're probably the most misunderstood or underappreciated of the animals that most people eat without giving a second thought to the fact, you know, they love their bacon or ham or whatever, but don't realize that this is the creature that, you know, is no different than your dog or your cat. You know, if he could manage his bathroom habits, I'd let him live in my house, you know. I mean, he's as wonderful as any other animal.
Very good mannered.
And, you know, has the love and the affection and the desire to interact with humans that any other animal does. He is one of the really special kind of ambassadors to help people learn about how incredible pigs are, because they really are amazing creatures. It's so wonderful to have, you know, places like this and other sanctuaries where these animals can be available for people to meet and get to know. Come here and meet Gabriel the cow and really, you know, come to an understanding of how special he is and how much personality he has, and then maybe go to order, you know, food at a restaurant and think, you know, this hamburger that I was going to have for lunch now maybe isn't quite as appealing. Now, yeah, maybe I'll, you know, order the veggie burger, hopefully, that's on the menu instead.
Despite the incredible efforts of the Vegan Peace Sanctuary and the Peace Abbey to bring more kindness to the world, Lewis reveals that they are sadly trying hard to stay afloat to continue offering a safe home for the animals.
The Peace Abbey and the Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary are struggling right now, trying to find a way to continue with our work. The property is unfortunately about to be pulled into foreclosure due to the lack of financial support. There aren't enough people who see the importance of taking care of animals as we take care of ourselves.
Finally, Meg and Lewis Ronda extend their warm welcome to all who wish to visit Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary to interact with and learn more about the lovable animals.
We feel very lucky to be able to kind of have these animals in our care and to be doing the best we can to keep them healthy and available to people to come and visit and kind of learn about what farm animals have to offer as far as just love and companionship and the same kind of qualities that you'd expect in your pets. That way of communicating that really doesn't require words. It's a nonverbal understanding and connection with them that you really can only have when you have the opportunity to be with them and to listen and to be still and to not project human, feelings and emotions on them from your perspective, but to watch them and listen and get from them and receive from them what they're offering, you know.
Animals, indeed, have many noble qualities, like unconditional love, self-sacrifice, no prejudice. They are selflessly protective of others. They live without ego. Seeing these noble qualities in the animals, we can learn from their amazing examples. They are bearers of love. They emanate only love. And that only love that I see in them. And the animals share this love with all the world. If only we just pay attention. And if any of you know what I know about the animals, you will also love them so much. You would never want to harm even one of their feathers. You would treasure them respect them, want to protect them at all cost. The day will arrive when we, humans and animals, can live together like family members.
I'd like to invite any of the viewers to come and visit the Peace Abbey and have a chance to come and meet the animals and you know, be a part of what goes on here. We're open 7 days a week.
Free of charge.
Free of charge.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Very happy to do it.
I thank you for being here today, and much peace and God bless.
Our appreciation, Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary, Meg and Louis Ronda, as well as all involved, for providing such a heavenly oasis where animals and humans coexist in perfect harmony. To find out more about Vegan Peace Animal Sanctuary and the Peace Abbey, please visit www.peaceabbey.org. It was a pleasure having you with us for today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. May all beings adopt a vegan diet to ensure the lasting peace on our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.